Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Oh boy, okay, so what's going on?
So the admin agents, they haven't been fully trained on chargebacks yet because of COVID hitting, and I haven't been able to like sit down with them and train them on it. So they do the verifies. Well, they
Okay.
still check in and tell me when I need to go in and do like Bank of America, Humboldt, Signa Pay, and all that, right?
Right.
So there's almost 200 chargebacks in the Bank of America chargeback system. And there's
Okay.
still more that I can click. But whenever I copy one of the case numbers and the Control F function,
Right.
I'll put that in there and that chargeback system or that chargeback number will show up 19 different times. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's like it's glitching or something. So that's what I was
Okay,
supposed to be calling Bank of America for.
so let me log in on my end. What login are you got? You're talking about the one that is Business Track, right?
Yes, CS Knowles 7 or CL Knowles 7.
Okay. CL.Knowles7.
Yes.
Okay, my password is not working. Okay, wait, maybe that did work. Hold on.
Are you all using our logins? Because that's how we keep Dave and them updated with it. I've sent you the link before. Let me know if I need to resend it to you.
For the CL07?
Well, for all of the
Yeah,
username and passwords we use, even our Facebooks.
did you send that to me? I never
I've sent
saw it.
it before. It's a Google Docs spreadsheet. It has the daily duties and like there's four different tabs on it: the daily duties, logins, notes, and no frauds, or and frauds. Here, let me resend it to you.
Yeah, I was just looking for it.
I gotcha.
I'm gonna put that. I'm making a special file right now that's just all chargeback information.
Well, it's kind of what this doc is. It literally has everything that the admin agents need, and they can share it back and forth and keep everyone updated as well with what they handle.
Perfect. Perfect.
But yeah, there's so many and they're all duplicates. Well, not all, but most of them.
Okay, I just got this. Let me log into this really quick. Let me grab the right password. Wow, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. Okay, this
Thank
is
you.
great. Right, this is great.
The bottom tab, or not the bottom tab, but the last tab, this is addresses that I've personally identified as fraud. Like that last tab.
And there is a lot of them.
It's not as bad as it was whenever I first found it all.
Yeah,
Those
this looks,
a lot worse. Oh,
yeah, a lot of these look really familiar from recently. Northwest 68, 25th, 25th, 70th. Yeah, these are all the recent ones. The Newport Avenue, Aliso Creek Road. You know what's so funny? That Aliso Creek Road, that's right around the corner from my mom's house.
wow.
Yeah, isn't
Oh,
that nice?
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
Right
I've
around the
trained
corner.
the admin agents how to put the information on here, and I told them if they need someone to double check it until they get the full hang of it, just color it and let me know, and then you see what colors they are up there.
Nice. Good work.
I like
Okay, so listen,
organizing.
that I can see that. I love that about you. Okay, where is the
Okay, so you got Bank of America pulled up?
Well, that's the one I'm going into right now. So which one is that? That is, okay, so
CBBOA.
CBBOA, BOA. Got it. Doc is fantastic.
I'm not gonna
Okay.
lie, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, this is an awesome doc.
But I figured this would be the easiest way for all of us to keep it updated, because sometimes, well, most of these passwords have to be updated on a monthly basis. So it's just a little easier to do it this way, so that way whoever has to update it updates it and everyone gets it. Because I remember we were sending emails back and forth, and then something happened with one of my computers, and it just wouldn't turn on anymore, and it was awful trying to find everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, I had to wait for that security code.
I got you.
And, okay. Something went wrong. We can't process your request at the moment.
You just logged me out. Okay. It's probably because I was logged in. All right, you try and log in now. I'll stay logged out.
Okay, let me try that again. It's asking for another security code.
Yep. I won't lie, that's a tad bit tedious, but at the same time, I always have the email up whenever I'm in the inbox anyway.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Okay.
So, do you know how to pull up the chargebacks in BOA now?
You go to dispute management, right?
Small business disputes at the bottom. Like, not the very bottom one on the right-hand side, but the one right above it. And then it should take you directly into it, and just hit show more and keep hitting show more. Like, it's awful.
Okay, wait a second. So I'm on the homepage, and you said you go to small business.
Mm-hmm. It's at the bottom, like almost at all the way at the bottom. It's right above the last frame, I believe. I don't have mine up, so. Here, let me pull up Humboldt's and walk you through that way, since you're in BOA, because it'll be the same way, just different logins. Hold on.
Great idea.
I won't lie. I'm a little confused trying to talk you this way.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything that says small business, like you're saying. Like, I'm on a page that has, like, a graph.
All right, just a second. I'm getting my login password. Or my security code. Let's see. It's loading.
Wow, look at how many there are.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, well,
I didn't know it's bad.
I'm looking at the ones that say action required.
Yes,
and you just
that's where you need to be.
Show more, show more, show more. And they're all the same amount of money.
Yeah, most of them are repeats, but at the same time, when the email that I sent you yesterday with the 8 active that I've had that I couldn't find, now there's 14 is what it says on there, but I can't find the new ones because there's so many duplicates.
So, like, I'm looking at
small business
first
dispute
one
management. Yeah. Yes, that's the first one.
Okay, so now this is what I've never understood on here. I mean, they never give us a customer's name. It's just
no,
really
Bank of America does not. Yeah, Bank of America doesn't give us anything but the first 6 and last 4 and the dates and the amounts. Like, they keep it literally to a skeletal efficiency.
Yeah, yeah. So let me just look at this one really quick.
Mm-hmm. I've tried looking for them in Shopify. I tried looking for them in wholesale. And I can't find any of these cards. The ones I sent you the email on, I haven't been able to find the new ones because I haven't been able to locate those because of the duplicates.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident these are all valid. And they're all this recent bribe.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're all fraud.
Yeah. So I'm jumping into authorized.net right now. Give me 1 minute.
I'm thinking, like I told you last time we were on the phone, I'm thinking what it is they got a new card And now they're disputing with the new card for last month's transactions on the old card. And that's why I can't find them.
Yeah,
because I think the other guy was like that too, wasn't he? Yeah, because he had the 6,000 was the card on our end, but the new one was like 5,800 something.
Right, right.
All I know is it's affecting me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, this is enough chargebacks to cause a real problem.
Yeah. That's why, but when I was previously finding fraud, Jeff had told me to just go ahead and refund them because he'd rather go ahead and refund and keep track versus get those chargebacks because we could lose like merchant IDs for this, right?
Yes, we can. We can lose our bank big time. And then we're in real trouble. Okay, so I'm looking for this one right now.
Okay, I've got my order logics up and ready to type.
Let's see here.
I will also get these addressed as blacklisted as well. When I get off the phone with you, I'll call Bank of America. I'll call the chargeback system and see if they can figure out a way to get rid of all of those duplicates.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to start with this one here. Okay. One sec. Seeing what information it's willing to give me that I could search here, you know?
Shoot. You might as well be trying to pull dental records at that point.
Right.
Bank of America's a little stingy.
Yeah, the good thing is the amount and the final four will at least get us close most
right.
of the time, you know?
Right.
And usually it's not an issue because there's only a couple, you know. But in this situation, this is crazy.
Because I did look up the address that you previously sent me, but none of the card information or the one for the Noonan dude that we found like 12 different other charges on it. Or John Brown or John Smith. I can't remember what his name was. It was very generic. But none of them had the right last four for me to pair up with the chargebacks. So I haven't issued anything on those ones. But
so
those are probably it.
In Esquire, with the final, with the last four.
Esquire?
In Esquire CBD, I found two charges that meet the proper criteria as far as amount is concerned. Back on May 18th and April 18th, which makes sense.
Can you give me the order numbers?
I've got to find them. Hold on.
Okay.
All I've got now is info and authorized.net. I got to match that up with Shopify.
Gotcha. Hey, if you can find them, I can go in and locate and refund and get those submitted.
Now, this is obviously a subscription. So I'm in the process of canceling literally hundreds of subscriptions right now that are fraud in our system.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Oh, my God. Frank.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
Do you have an address?
A lot of them we've already put in. So, and I've been trying to do IPs and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because only y'all do IP addresses now. Or only OMAX on y'all's end will do the IP addresses. We do everything else, though. It doesn't help whenever they change one little letter and it circumvents it.
Yep. All right, so let's see. I'm trying to match up some other info right now. Give me one sec. Okay, so let's see if I can get, it has an invoice number, but that doesn't match up. Acquirer reference number. Let's see if that matches anything. Wow, they make this really difficult.
Who, the fraudsters or the banks?
The banks.
Oh.
I mean, they have some invoice number, right? Well, that doesn't match any invoice number
on our end.
Our end.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't match anything. I don't think authorized.net will let us look at the first six. I don't think it will allow me to do that. Let me see. I think it only gives me the final four. Yonkers, New York.
I believe we've had a few addresses there.
Yeah, so this is a 1 Schoenard Terrace 4-2, Yonkers, New York. Althea and McClune. I don't know. This to me seems like a valid description.
Here, let me see. What was the house number?
Let's see. Let me go back to it.
Sorry.
1 Schoenard Terrace 4C. So the house number is 1.
Okay, so SH?
ONNARD.
Okay, and what was the zip code?
The zip code is 10701.
All right, let me see here.
See if you can find that. This one sure looks like a valid description, but I don't know.
Malkia McClune, she looks like to be the only one using this address. So I wouldn't mark this as fraud, but I'd certainly ban her because she filed a chargeback.
Okay, so, well, I mean, that's the thing. We don't know if this is the chargeback, though.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Because this card has, just because there's a charge with this and the final four doesn't necessarily mean this is the one.
Well, she's the only one that had this amount for a chargeback, and the date looks right. I think she may not have realized she signed up.
519. Transaction right. 519. So let me go back. Hold on.
It's pay date 518, which the banks usually give us a day off anyway.
Yeah, that's the day on this one. That's what this one is. She's an active subscription.
Yep, she needs to be canceled because she has filed a chargeback. So I will get her taken care of today because that's the only $47 charge in our system is her. Like, in the chargebacks that we're looking at, the rest of them are all the $159.71.
So, wait, where did you get her name? Where did you see her name?
When I pulled the address, I used the house number and the zip code, and I used the contains feature on order lookup, looking up just the shipping address and just the zip code.
Oh.
And that's how I determine if it's fraud or not.
Okay, so then where did you look it up in? Shopify or OrderLogix? Where'd you find it?
OrderLogix.
In OrderLogix, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go
to the order lookup, and then, you know, you'll get the bill to or ship to address.
Yeah,
I always
yeah.
go to the ship to because that's how you'll find Shopify addresses.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you'll also be able to see in there if it is a Shopify account or not. You know where it has the little link to link you over to Shopify, right?
Mm-hmm.
In there? Yeah. Okay, good.
But this is how I find fraud addresses, though. if it has multiple names to the one address, I'll look it up to see if it's an apartment complex. If it's not, that's when I classify as fraud, especially if they've got a bunch of orders real soon. But I will get her taken care of now that we have her account located. I've got her order number written down. I'll get that chargeback handled.
I've heard of these fraudsters literally going in and literally renting up entire apartment buildings and putting a fraudster in every apartment and then just literally paying their rent and putting them to work to do nothing but make fraudulent orders with fraudulent cards. And then they just get shit delivered constantly to their address. And then every week, their boss or whoever comes and picks up their stuff, you know, of all the stuff they've gotten during the week, and they pick it up, and then they just go back to work the next week. And as long as they keep working and getting shit delivered, they get to stay living there. But they'll rent up, like these Russian mobsters will rent up entire apartment buildings.
That's a little excessive, in my opinion.
isn't that crazy? But that's how, like, you'll see, like, these apartment buildings, and they'll be getting stuff sent to, like, four or five different units within the apartment building. Now, some people, some fraudsters, will literally go around their apartment building, and they'll send stuff to different addresses that they don't even live in. And then they'll just wait for the package to come based on transaction information, you know? They'll look at their UPS or FedEx, you know, or USPS tracking every day. They wait for it to get delivered. They know where it gets delivered downstairs. They see the name, and then they just grab it.
Gotcha.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of time what's being done. A lot of times, I'm sure there's a lot of addresses that we put in our fraud list that aren't even fraudulent addresses. They're good addresses. But
well, most of them, the only reason... The only reason I put most of them in my specific fraud, in this fraud list is mainly due to chargebacks.
Right.
Like, that's the main reason they get put in there. But if, because most of the time our customers, our legit customers, won't file a chargeback. They'll just call in and cancel and ask to return it unless they're just in a really bad mood. But we don't really have that. So usually whenever I get a chargeback, I automatically start looking into that address because it's not normal.
It's not. It's really not. There's no reason to have that. I mean, normally it comes, you know, yeah, somebody will call.
Right. So that's why they get banned when they charge back us.
Yeah. Okay, so how do we want to handle this big list? Are you going to call them up and kind of see what's going on with why there's so many? I'm going to start looking down the list.
Okay, so really, in all honesty, Dave, or Frank, all you really need to do is the top, like, 10. The rest of them are literally all duplicates. I'm going to call Business Track to see if it's a glitch on their end that they can fix, because this isn't normal, to get the duplicates at least removed. And then from there, I will still need your help locating them because I can't locate them on my end.
Of course, absolutely.
But the ones that I sent you in the email, I literally sent you everything that we have in the system, the one with eight of them on there.
Yeah.
I've got the order number for, like, if you could literally just get me the order number, I can handle it from that point.
Awesome. Awesome.
Like, I'll be able to go in, pull it, and refund, and submit the disputes and everything. We're not going to win these, obviously, because they're fraud, but...
Don't need to.
It'll make us look better.
don't even need to worry about winning them. Just need to get them handled. As long as they're resolved, that's what matters.
Right.
Yeah.
If I notice, like, a trend in the address pattern with the chargebacks that you're going to look up for the ones that I've already sent, I'm going to go ahead, and if I see any additional charges for those, if there's a trend on it, I'm going to go ahead and refund them to avoid a chargeback altogether.
Okay. I don't know. Well,
I can keep you updated on which ones I do.
Yeah. Before you do start doing that, let me talk with Dave, because I actually mentioned that to him. I wanted to be proactive on this, and he didn't want us to do that. He said that could start raising a lot of red flags. Yeah, I actually said that exact thing. I said, should we go in and just start finding these customers and just start refunding them? He said, no, don't do that. don't do that. We've got to wait for them to issue a refund request or a chargeback. Otherwise, it could get crazy because then you start having customers noticing refunds, like refunds on their statements, and then they start wondering, "Whoa, wait, what's going on here? Why refunds for what?" And then they start pouring through. Then they start maybe making requests that are invalid, and it could just open a big can of worms. So let's bring that up on – I will actually bring that up to him on our 12 o'clock call. You're never on our 12 o'clock call on Wednesday, huh?
I don't –
our CS review call.
I'm honestly not sure why I'm not on there. I think Kayla handles that, honestly.
Yeah, I'm just gonna bring it up to Dave because it just might be a good idea, just especially right now with all the fraud stuff going on, that we have like a fraud update, you know, with what's going on, a chargeback fraud update, you know, and that could be your section. Let me talk to Dave about that.
Okay.
Let me talk to Dave and just kind of see what he thinks on that, because then he can make the request, hey, we'd like to have her on, and we could do a chargeback fraud update for the week and kind of just discuss where we're at with that stuff.
I got you. Yes, sir.
All right, so let me see what he says. Okay, I will start going down this list, and let's touch base later this afternoon in a couple hours.
Sure. My lunch is 5 to 6.
Okay, so that's what are you, 3 hours ahead or 2 hours ahead?
It is currently 1:16.
Okay, so you're 2 hours ahead.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, great. So maybe, 2 o'clock my time, which would be 4 o'clock your time. We'll try to touch base.
All right. Sounds good. Insofar as the chargebacks, if you just want to pair the chargeback case ID with the, whatever the order number is, that'd be perfect.
You got it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.